Blog Talk Radio.
To the music part to turn it off. It's so loud. I can't adjust it on my end. I don't know if Angela can adjust it on her end. Can you adjust it on your end? The volume? Yeah. Okay.
We can't hear you, Angela.
All righty. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We have Loretta, Mom, and Pop, and I believe it's Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie.
Okay, yeah. All righty. Okay, Loretta, you want to go ahead and start reading while we wait on the other callers?
Okay, yes. I'll pick up reading in Exodus 21. I don't know if anybody realized last week I was reading the wrong one. And,
yeah, I realized.
But... And so I'll pick up with reading in Exodus 21, 1 through 11. And we're still talking about the Ten Commandments. Okay, and here are other laws you must obey. If you buy a Hebrew slave and shall serve only 6 years and be freed in the seventh year and need nothing and pay nothing to regain his freedom. If he sold himself to a slave before he married, then if he married afterwards, after he shall be freed. But if he was married before he became a slave, then his wife shall be freed with him at the same time. But if his master gave him a wife while he was a slave, and they had sons and daughters, the wives and children shall still belong to the master, and he shall go out by himself free. But if the man shall plainly declare, I prefer my master, my wife, and my children, and I would rather not go free, then his master shall bring him before the judges and shall publicly bore his ear with an awl, and after that he will be a slave forever. If a man sell his daughter as a slave, she shall not be freed at the end of 6 years as the men's are. If she does not please the man who bought her, then he shall let her be bought back again, but he shall have no power to sell her to foreigner, since he has wronged her by no longer wanting her after marrying her. And if he arranges an engagement between a Hebrew slave girl and his son, then he may no longer treat her as a slave girl, but must treat her as a daughter. If he himself marries her and then takes another wife, he may not reduce her food or clothing, or fall to sleep with her as his wife. If he falls in any of these three things, then she may leave freely without any payment. That was the reading out of Exodus 21, 1 through 11. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. We have some more callers to join. Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Welcome. And Auntie Betty? Yeah, Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Okay, is it Auntie Marie?
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Let me go ahead. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call. I hope I don't miss anyone. We have Auntie Carrie, Mom and Pop, Loretta, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Auntie Marie, and myself, Angela. Did I miss anyone? Okay. All right. I'm just trying to get rid of some background noise, guys. Give me just a moment. Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for joining the call today. If you would please bow your heads for the opening prayer. Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you. And Lord, we praise you. We come to you once again in family prayer. We ask that you bind this line and loose your angels to protect us as we share our prayers with you. Oh, Lord, open up our hearts to receive your spirit right now. Help us to actively listen to your word. Guide our minds to accept the teaching and for us to seize the moment we spend together today. In your precious name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. I guess I just want to say there's some background noise. It sounds like someone's television in the background, and it's very hard to hear. So if you would, please either turn down your TV or mute your phone. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. We're going to go ahead with our open session today, and I hope that you all came with something to share. That will really lift up all of our spirits. I would like to start off with Loretta.
Sure. I will be reading from Joel Osteen, and the topic is Think the Way God Thinks. No matter where you are in life right now, God has much more in store for you. God wants to take you to new levels in every area of your life. He wants to give you more wisdom so you can make better decisions. He wants to give you a strong anointing so you can have greater influences. He wants to bless you financially so you can be a blessing to others. Don't get stuck in the same old rut. There's so much more to life. God has new frontiers for you to explore and higher mountains to climb. I can tell you with great confidence that your best days are right out in front of you. So begin today to think the way God thinks. The Bible says the path of the righteousness grows brighter and brighter and brighter. Think increase. Think big. Think expansion. Start expecting and unexpecting and look at life through your eyes of faith. When you do, God will show up and begin to work things out in your favor. Take a step towards victory in your life today. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. I see Dot, if you'd like to go next.
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes into the hills. From hills come my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Mother, would you like to go next?
Tough love and family discipline.
parent discipline is often misused and misunderstood. Proverbs 13:24 said to the parents, "He who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him." Love is selfish indeed, not love at all. When it permits a child to follow a path that leads to destruction, a parent who practices biblical discipline, however, will do what is necessary to bring out the best in the child. Although modern society may not advocate this kind of tough love, the scripture enjoins Christian parents to practice it. Love is the hallmark of the parent discipline. When admonition in love, discipline provides light and life to children. The love that administers discipline must also be generous and quick to provide for a child's need for acceptance. The time to show tough love is when the child is tender and receptive. Perhaps it heals had been committed to tough love while his son was young. Now, sin as an adult would not have broken his heart. 1 Samuel 2. Parents applied constantly and continually until the child reached maturity. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it." Such training is not a one-time event, but need to be administered constantly and often enough to correct the wrong behavior. Tough love, discipline takes practice, wisdom, and hard work, but it is a wise investment. While the violence and tragedy that make many families bring heartache, a well-disciplined child makes his parents proud. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son grieves to his mother. Proverbs 10:1 says, "Proper discipline adds years to a child's life and gives him wisdom to seek the righteous paths where his steps are sure, administered according to the word of God." Tough love leads to wisdom, both for parents and the child. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. Okay. Auntie Carrie, would you like to share?
Yes, I would like to read Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brother. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of your mind, and ye may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace that was given me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think as to think soberly, according as God has dealt with each man measure of faith. But even as we have mercy, we have many members in one body, and all our members are not of the same office. So we are many, one body in Christ, several members in one another, having gifts different according to the grace which was given unto us. Whether we prophesy, let us prophesy according to the portion of our faith. Or minister, or let us give ourselves to our ministry. He that teaches to teach it. He that exhorts to his exhorting. He that give him, let him do it with liberty. He that ruleth, rule diligent. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let us be without hypocrisy, or hard that which is evil. Cling to that which is good. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Auntie Marie?
I pass.
Okay. Are you by yourself?
Ma'am.
Are you by yourself?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Pops, would you like to go next?
Please do anything.
You don't fix my computer, boy.
2 Corinthians 4:4. Let a man so account as the ministry of Christ and steward the mystery of God. Moreover, it is required and steward that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you, a man judge me. Yes, I judge not my own self, for I know nothing by myself. Yet am I not here? Yet I am not here by justified. But he that judges me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who both will bring light, the hidden light things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsel of the heart, and that shall every man have praise of God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that. I will go next. Reading out of Psalms 91:4-5. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. And just a little prayer. Lord, I pray for freedom from all fear this day. Where there is real danger or good reason to fear, give me wisdom. Protect me and draw me close to you. I don't want to deny my fears, so I bring them to you to find deliverance from them. I pray that my faith will increase and fear will decrease as I lean more and more on you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Let's see, Betty.
Yes, I'm going to read 100 Psalm. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gate with thanksgiving. Go into his court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty. Okay. That concludes our first round, so we'll turn it over to Loretta for the sick and Jillian.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to heal our sick and shut ins, especially Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Auntie Marie, Daddy Vernon, Sean Williams, Isaiah, Denora's family, Angela Patton, Charles and Val, Auntie Betty, Ruth Edwards, Quentin, Rayco, Lenny and family, Rochelle Bessler, Angela Burns, Loretta Simmons, Desert Kendrick, Tally and family, Sister Shirley, Joseph and family, Cheryl, DeMarcus, Malachi, Tony, Sedaria, Mario, Calvin, Jesse Werner, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Brian, Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, Eric, LaTanya, Valerie Crockett, Doris Reed and family, Eddie Tipman, Vicki Hussman, the Rossiter family, Josh and Kim, Jessica Smith, Janet Williams, the Boyers family, Carlos and the Wells family, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you continue to go into our homes, our hospitals, our nursing homes, our jails, and our prisons, and on our battlefields, and give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask that you order our steps, lead and guide us, for once we was lost, but now we are found. Father God, we ask that you decrease us so that you may be increased in us. Father God, we just want to say thank you for the love that you show us daily. Father, we love you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay. Let's recognize some birthdays. Starting with July 5th through July the 11th.
You got the 11th, I had the 10th. Okay.
Saturday, 11th. Okay, I have Wileen on July the 10th. I have Eddie on July the 9th. Isaiah on July the 7th. Jeremy Lewis on July the 7th. Tally on July the 11th. Shantanu on July the 9th. That's all that I have. Do you want to have any other birthdays?
Yeah, I have Eddie's birthday is the 9th.
Okay, yeah.
Eddie?
Yeah, I said Eddie. Okay.
And
all right.
Oh, Lil Frank's birthday is 6.
Lil Frank?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Pops, would you like to sing happy birthday to all the birthday goers?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. And many more. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Pop.
Yeah.
We had a good list of birthdays this week, so I hope they all enjoy their special day. Okay. All righty. Now it's time for us to share what's on our heart. If you have a testimony or praise or poem, anything you would like to share, I would like to start off with Auntie Marie.
I'll be reading from 2 Peter 3rd chapter, starting at the 9th verse. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us toward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with evil heat. The earth also, the word that therein shall be burned up. Seeking then that all these things shall be dissolved, what matters a person ought each be in all holy conversation and goodness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens and on fire be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with feeble heat. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Auntie Marie. Auntie Dot?
Yes, I'm going to read I Declare by Joel Osteen. I declare I am grateful for who God is in my life and for what he is and what he has done. I will not take for granted the people, the opportunity, and the favor he had blessed me with. I will look at what is right and not what is wrong. I will thank him for what I have and not complain about what I don't have. I will see each day as a gift from God. My heart will overflow with praise and gratitude for all of his goodness. This is my declare. Amen.
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 Amen. Awesome. That was awesome. Thank you, Auntie Dot. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 6, and starting at verse 10, the whole armor of God. A final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of unseen world, against mighty power in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly place. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground. Put on the belt of truth and the body armor of God, righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be full prepared. In addition to all those, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrow of the devil. Put on the salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Auntie Carrie?
Yes, I have a 1-minute prayer book. and this is on killing.
Amen.
He said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost for the spring of water of life. You started and finished all that needs to be done. For now and for all time, there's nothing I need to accomplish that will change or secure that. That is not my job, nor the purpose you have given me. I am being covered with you. Seek your presence. Follow in your ways so that I honor, accept, and give glory unto the Alpha and the Omega. Because you have done all that is required, you offer refreshment with the water of life. There is no need to explain my thirst, because you know all that I have experienced. And as I drink to fill my need, I know there is no cost because you already paid it. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Aunt and Carrie. I will go next, and I have a praise report.
Amen.
I have found a job, finally.
Amen.
And I started on Monday, and I have ended this retirement, and I save it for another day.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, amen. So I start
praise
on Monday.
God. Praise God.
I would also like to read Psalms 97, 10 through 11. You who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Life is song for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. I'm still praying for our adult children. Resist evil influence and destructive behavior. Lord, work in our adult children's lives to bring them into full alignment with your will. Open their eyes to see your truth so they will be free of any deceptions. Smash any false idols in their mind that entice them off the path you have for them. I know that you will not violate the will of our adult children, but we invite you to penetrate their lives by the power of your Holy Spirit and cause their hearts to be touched by your presence. We pray that they will be free of all evil influences and destructive behavior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
My next person is Mother.
Okay, I'm going to be reading Proverbs 31, and it's the wisdom for living. Proverbs 31 talks about the woman who is worthy wife. Her worth is proclaimed by her children who arise and call her blessed. Her husband thinks she is the best. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. This woman's life demonstrates her worthy character of her children, her spouse, and the community. She is industrious, kind, thrifty, giving, and always use her God-given resource wisely. She has strength and dignity. She mentors her children and provides them with a stable environment. Proverbs 40 meeting and teaches wisdom. An old saying in the African-American community states, if you make one step, God will make two. Motivated by her reverence, awe, and respect for the Lord, the woman of Proverbs 31 take many steps to serve others because of her faithfulness.
her deeds are multiplied until her value is far more than rupees. What help of the woman of Proverbs 31 also held for our ancestors? Surely it will hold for us too. The simple faith we inherit from our ancestors taught us to be responsible and give something back to the community. It taught us that a life offered in service to others will be cherished and remembered. The modern gospel song sums up well the message of Proverbs. May the work I've done speak to me. Now prayer, gracious Lord, anchor my soul in honesty, faithfulness to spouse, family members, and proper use of my talent and resource. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Mother. Pops, would you like to share additional words?
Yes, the written and living book compared. Read my book, Mr. Door. But okay, God eternal would never change. Forever, O Lord, your word is still heaven. The interest your word is truth. And every one of your righteous judgment endures forever. The grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of our God stands forever. For till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle, until no meaning pass from this call till I get fulfilled. The scriptures cannot be broken. Man does not change the Bible. Whatever and you be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it, not take away from it. Do not add to your word, lest he reprove you and you be found a lie. And if anyone take away from the word of the book, this prophet, God shall take away his part from the Bible, from the book of life. He who despises the word will be destroyed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that talk. Okay. Loretta?
Yes, my reading is 1 John 4. I'll be reading from the Living Bible, starting at verse 11. Since God loved us as much as that, we surely ought to love each other too. For though we have never yet seen God, When we love each other, God lives in us, and his love within us grows even stronger. And he has put his own Holy Spirit into our heart as a proof to us that we are living with him and he with us. And furthermore, he have seen with our own eyes, we have seen with our own eyes and now tell all the world that God sent his Son to be their Savior. Anyone who believes and says that Jesus is the Son of God has God living in him, and he is living with God. We know how much God loves us because we have felt his love and because we believe him when he tells us that he loves us dearly. God is love, and anyone who lives in love is living with God, and God is living in him. And as we live with Christ, our love grows more perfect and complete. So we will not be ashamed and embarrassed at the day of judgment, but can face him with confidence and joy because he loves us and we love him too. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay. Well, that concludes our roundtable. Before I do the closing, does anyone have anything else they would like to share?
I do. I would like to welcome Auntie Marie back. We miss you.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 I want to tell y'all that Shirley's son, Joseph, he went home this week, and he expected to go back to work.
Oh, amen.
Oh,
what a miracle. Amen.
Oh, I'm telling you. Oh, man.
Yeah.
My
God,
so
is good. Amen.
Oh, thanks for that update, Auntie Carrie.
Hi, Shirley. She's okay. She's still down there with him.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Is this in Florida?
Yes, he's in Florida.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, amen, amen. God
Thank
is good.
You, Jesus.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and proceed with our closing. You guys will please bow your heads. Give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. God yearns for an acceptable sacrifice. He wants us to love him freely and gladly with open hearts. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. God's been so good to us. Every day he's blessing us. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Let's take the time to glorify the Lord today. God, no one can take us from your hand. We come to your loving embrace. We thank you because we are a family, always will be a family, and no one can change that. We thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Well, I hope everyone has a blessed week. Be safe. And we love you.
Amen.
We love you.
Good night, everyone. Love you all.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. Next Bye. Week, open session. Good night, everyone. Love you.
Good night.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You got to figure it out.
hold that chair a minute.
Okay, I would like to leave this prayer with you. It goes to say, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for every opportunity to advance in life. I ask for the wisdom to make the right choices, and I determine to stand on your promises. I ask for the wisdom to make the right choices. I thank you that you are bigger than any problem I may encounter. Thank you for loving me and setting me free to walk in victory today. May everyone have a blessed week from the Nellum Family Weekly Prayer Service. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Love you.